在线英语听力室 ,tingroom.com, 欢迎您。
Welcome to A Cup of English. Today is Tuesday, the 17th of March, 2009, and the title of this podcast is What a Criminal. My name is Anna, I'm English.I live in the northwest of the United States, and Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, I will bring you a little English to wake up your language learning skills. What a criminal. Beginners. On the highways here in the United States, you will find some signs that say, Buckle up, we love you. The message is to remind people to fasten their seatbelts to stay safe. It's a good idea.Another thing that is available on the highways is free coffee. In certain areas on the long roads, there are places where you can stop to get a free cup of coffee. This helps to keep people awake when they drive at night. It saves lives and also money. Another good idea. Today, as I was driving my kids to school, I noticed a lot of police cars. I passed one of their cars that was flashing.This was serious. Suddenly, a policeman on the side of the road waved me over. I opened the window and he said, Hi, ma'am. We're doing a safety belt check today. Oh, good idea, I said. Are all your children strapped in? He asked, looking in the car. I looked behind and saw that none of my three boys had their belts on. Oh, great. My daughter did.I always strap her in. On the way to school, I always tell the boys to do up their belts, but obviously today they didn't. The policeman pointed out the problem. He asked me for my driver's license. Guess what? I had left my bag at home, so I didn't have my license either. He informed me that it is illegal to drive without the license. I actually didn't know that.Oh, what a morning. The policeman was very kind and let me go with just a small fine. The experience was a good reminder and a warning. Advanced. If you don't strap yourself in, I'm not going anywhere. That is something I say regularly to my three boys when we get in the car, especially when I tell them to put their seatbelts on and they don't pay attention.They look at me with impatient eyes, as if they want to say, Mom, don't nag us. It's too early in the morning. Well, sometimes I don't nag enough. This morning, I got into trouble with the police for three of my boys not being strapped in. The policeman was perfectly reasonable and calm, which I appreciated. If you get one in a bad mood, the situation could be more unpleasant than necessary.We live only a 4-minute drive from the school, so it is a temptation, I confess, to just get there quickly and to not double-check the seatbelt situation. Well, when I agreed with a policeman that their project was a good idea, he seemed surprised. Most people don't respond like that. We usually get a lot of excuses. There's no point being dishonest, is there? It's all about the safety of the children.So we should comply. I felt quite comfortable in the situation, even though I was the one at fault. Probably I was still too tired to imagine myself behind bars or having to pay a huge fine. I hadn't had my morning coffee yet, so my imagination was not awake enough to scare me. Anyway, I don't have to wear a stripy suit and get locked up.Just a small fine is the only punishment. Let's all stand corrected. Well, that's all for today. I hope you found this of some use. Feel free to download the text and grammar notes from iTunes. Click on the small I in the description column or from acupofenglish.libsyn.com. Please write to me and I will be writing back at acupofenglish@live.com. That's live.com.And I look forward to podcasting to you soon. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.